Signs, signs everywhere, a sign.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The government reports the Consumer Price Index plunged by the biggest level in more than six decades, a drop of 1 full percent. Oil and gas prices are the big thing, but it also gauges other energy costs and clothing and food items, too. And you might think a drop in the price of those items is a good thing, right? Yeah, good for you and me. But lower prices mean companies are charging less and are challenged with delivering strong earnings. And that has major repercussions for an already sour economy. Yesterday, it was Treasury Secretary Paulson getting the third degree from the House. Today, we continue to hear from automakers on Capitol Hill with their hands out, hoping to avoid an industry blowout. Markets mixed this morning. Asia and European stocks are down today, but the Chinese market shot up 6%. Yesterday was a rebound for the Dow. It climbed more than 150 points. The NASDAQ closed slightly higher, as did the S&P 500. The election's over. Time to think now about swearing in. But before the officiating starts, incoming Democrats are at this very moment learning the value of money in politics. Congressman John Dingell is co-hosting a fundraiser for the freshmen today. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Today's lesson for incoming Democrats, you scratch my back, I'll give you money. Michigan Democrat John Dingell is fighting to keep his chairmanship of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. California Democrat Henry Waxman wants the job. The freshman Democrats get to vote on the chair. Dingell's fundraiser will help pay off their campaign debts with lobbyist donations. Joan Claybrook is president of Public Citizen. She says lawmakers are being corrupted before they even take office.
The new members are the most vulnerable. They are the most in need of money, and they often have a debt when they come to Congress.
Sunlight Foundation senior fellow Bill Allison says some members host their own fundraisers this time of year, many with a holiday message.
Season's greetings, and maybe it's a good time for a lobbyist to donate to a member of Congress.
Congressman Dingell's office issued a statement. It says, in part, that Dingell understands the importance of helping members retire their debt quickly. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
To see if your member of Congress was invited, check out marketplace.org. So, how is the financial crisis affecting other parts of the world? We're off this morning to Saltillo, Mexico, known as Little Detroit for its many car-related manufacturing businesses. From the America's Desk at WLRN in Miami, here's Dan Gretsch.
Ecolimpio is an eerie place at dusk. An earth mover transfers huge mounds of toxic dirt. Noxious fluids chug through a pipe. Every week, auto part makers in Saltillo send their hazardous waste here to be processed. But recently, deliveries started falling off. Ecolimpio's owner Daniel Calvert says he knew then that the local auto industry had begun to run cold.
Oh yes, we're a thermometer. Industries put aside their legal obligations on hazardous waste until things get better.
Calvert stands in a warehouse with stacks of metal drums. The stacks used to be higher.
We're losing money. We diminished 8%.
What was that sound?
Just a bird. They fly and they crash in the drum.
Mexico's auto industry is like that bird. It was soaring as automakers from around the world set up shop in towns like Saltillo. They came for the country's cheaper labor and its proximity to the U.S. In one generation, Saltillo took in billions in investment. Its population doubled. Then auto sales in the U.S. took a nosedive. Mexican auto exports fell more than 15% in August compared to 1 year ago. Chrysler laid off a third of its workers at its Saltillo truck plant. Oscar Peart heads the local Chamber of Commerce. He also manufactures custom-built door holders used when painting pickup trucks. He says Mexico's other motor cities are suffering, too.
There have been big drops in orders at some plants, such as in Silao, Mexico City, Chihuahua, and Sonora. Here, we are actually a little bit better off. We have very versatile assembly plants that allow us to change what we manufacture quickly.
Peart says his family, his business, his entire city depends on Detroit.
To survive, we will have to do what we call in Mexico to tie up our guts. We have to learn to save things like paper, pencil, electricity, and water.
Chrysler is building a massive Freightliner truck plant in the town. It's scheduled to open in February. But with American automakers in deep financial trouble, the future of Saltillo's plants could be up in the air. This town they call Little Detroit could soon get even smaller. In Saltillo, Mexico, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
By the way, later today on Marketplace, a look at what happens when Mexican immigrants in this country send less money back home.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
It's a new report that ranks states by the climate for new economic growth. Where's the best place to launch? From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman opens the envelope.
And the winner is Massachusetts, followed by Washington, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. The list isn't all that surprising. These states have lots of knowledge workers and world-class R&D in fields like biotech and clean technology. Bob Lighton of the Kauffman Foundation says a hyperactive environment for startups is also a good sign.
You'll see a lot of firm births and firm deaths. Because a dynamic economy is one in which there's a lot of churn.
Lighton says regions with old economy farming and manufacturing are now coming up in the world.
Take, for example, the Great Plains states. There's a lot of bio this and bio that can be converted into energy.
Lighton says the combination of natural resources and well-funded university research could make the Midwest the hub of an entrepreneurial revolution in renewable energy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.